have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
All right, Arthur, you're up.
Paul and Silas was wrapped up in that Roman jail. Had nobody to go their bail. Silas said, you preach, and Paul said, I don't sing. And just about that hour, something happened. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour when the Roman guards go to sleep, so I can talk to my heavenly Father up in heaven on the throne. He's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul in the midnight hour. Yeah, in the midnight hour. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I like to be with friends, then again, like to be alone, so I can talk to my heavenly Father. Say it again now. Talk to my heavenly Father up in heaven on the throne. He's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul in the midnight.
Well, 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 welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. Somebody ought to want to go, hallelujah, to see who the Lord is and what the end is going to be. I'm so grateful to be with you on today. This is Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. Thank you for joining us on today. We're extremely excited that you are with us. Listen, I would like to send a shout out to each of you, the listeners that are there. I tell you, God has been gracious. He has been kind. He is loving, and he cares about each and every one of us. Take a moment to think about your life. Think about this week. Think about what the Lord has done for you. He is the amazing thing. You know, this week I was just thinking about some things and I posted it on Facebook. Listen, we ensure and assure a lot of things in life, and we ensure and assure our valuables. But how many of you know that the most valuable thing we have is our souls? If nothing else is secured, we should make sure that our souls are secured. So on today, we're going to talk about what are you insuring? And I'm telling you, we pray that this word will minister to your soul. We want to send a shout out to our wonderful producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and our Elation Radio family. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you that are listening in, whether it's by the live or the replay. We welcome you on today. And we welcome my husband, who's always nearby, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you so much for joining us. And as well, we want the guest of honor to be honored, and that is our Abba Father and our elder brother, Jesus Christ. Listen, if this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. Listen, God has you. I keep hearing it in my spirit. God has you. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, before we go into this podcast, we always ask the Lord to come in. He is gracious. He is mighty. And I can't do anything without him. Will you join me as we pray on today? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this beautiful day that was on today. We ask that you will continue to heal, strengthen, and deliver on today. Would you save souls today? Would you restore today? God, there are many that are crying out. You know every prayer request. You know what is needed for every listener listening in. We lay it on the altar before you, and we trust that you will take care of it. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Father, we need you on today like never before. We thank you for healing the hearts of the brokenhearted, those that have lost loved ones, and family members and those that don't know you, God. We ask that you draw them closer to you, that you make a way out of no way in provision for families and individuals. We ask, oh God, that you touch the families on today, oh God, that we recognize more than ever that the most important thing that we have in our lives are our souls to be connected to you. Would you touch a mind on today, touch a heart on today to understand the value and the power of being connected with you. And Lord, we ask that you come into this podcast, whatever you'd like to do, we welcome you in to have your divine will and way. Guard and protect and continue to allow us as the people of God to go forth in your word, oh God. Cover Elation Radio, oh God, and every podcaster and every person serving, our producer and visionary. Father, lay your hand upon Elation on today. God, would you move like never before in my household, oh God. We say thank you for the victory over every home today. We trust you, we love you, and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Listen, I'm excited about being back here another week. I don't know about you, but I don't take a thing for granted. Our God is so powerful and so mighty. I want to start off by giving praise unto his holy name for the gentleman, Damar Hamlin, that we all have been praying for. I want you to know nobody but God gets the glory. When he was on the field, it caused grown men to pray when he had his accident. But what can we say today? Our God reigns. Not only did he heal him, he delivered him and released him from the hospital that he would be able to give God even more the glory. Listen, I want you to know it is important. Take note. It is important to thank the Lord for everything he does for us. You may see it as small, but some of the things we think are small are great in the eyes of many. Why? Because he is the one that sets in motion our beings. Hallelujah. And we're grateful that he allowed us to be birthed, to be able to hear, to be able to see, to be able to go through the things we must go through in life, to be chosen to be a victorious person in him. We say thank you, Lord. We don't take it for granted that we wake up each morning. We don't take that for granted. We don't take it for granted that you allow us to be able to share the gospel, be able to share with our families and friends, even our enemies. God, we don't take for granted anything because you're just that good. No matter what the trial is, no matter what the blessing is, we give you praise on today for being so good to each and every one of us. But we start there because, you know, in this life, we get ourselves in a prostrate position knowing that there is no other help for us but God. And when we get there, we find the intimacy we need to make it in our Christian life. Do you ever wonder why some people get so close to God and then it seems as if they have no problem walking away? Well, life can happen. And on today, we're going to talk about this because it's very important to value your soul. You can buy $2,000 shoes, but then not know if you have an eternal home. There's something wrong with that ideology. So I want us to listen to the word on today, hear what it is saying, and begin, hallelujah, that God would allow you to hear and to receive this word. I want you to be encouraged on today, all right? Let's start in Mark, the 8th chapter, the 12th verse. And he sighed deeply in his spirit. Let me go back to before, forgive me. So we're talking about when Jesus met and he fed the multitude and he had finished feeding them. And now he's dealing with the disciples. I need you to pay close attention to this because it's going to change your world, believe me. So in 12 it starts and says, and he sighed deeply in his spirit and saith, why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. And he left them, and entering into the ship, again departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. All right now. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. You know, there's always somebody in the group that's going to speak up things of God. He's already made it clear this is a warning to not get comfortable in doing something you thought you wanted, but he knows the end result. I just wanted to stop there and say that. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet? Neither understand, have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? Having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? When I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They said unto him, 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town. Let's stop right here. Why do you think the Lord himself wanted to use this illustration of sin? Because there are so many times we can be in the midst of being in a situation and not see and hear anything. He is allowing us to understand, first of all, it took him putting his hands on him and putting spit on his eyes to open his eyes to see. When we pray, we should ask God to open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, to be able to understand what it is that is spiritual. When we do that, he gets all of the glory. He gets the glory for everything. So we give him glory now for being good. We give him glory now for doing what he does. We give him glory because he's worthy to be praised. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, whom do you men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. But some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answered and said unto him, Thou art the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. He prepared them because he was in relationship with them. He wanted them to understand that he was going to suffer and be rejected. But here's the thing they needed to understand more than that, that they too would be rejected. They too would be scorned and put down and not being able to be understood for the things they did of God. Do you ever feel like you are scorned, you are rejected, you are put down for choosing to say yes to the Lord? This is a good place for the body of Christ, because until we understand the power of rejection, we won't understand the power of reigning with him in glory. It is more than shouting. It is more than dancing. It is more than the ritualistic things we experience in a church. To live for the Lord, you must go through many things. And in your yes, it is a part of the lifestyle. So when you talk about insuring your soul, understand these things must be. So those that are looking for a lifestyle where you just go ahead and shout, you praise God all the time, you seek no trouble, you see no problems, all you know is that God is and this is the way you live. That is wonderful. But the most important part is to recognize and understand that he is Lord. He is our Father and Abba Father that cares for us, that covers us, that gives us an eternal home. The home we have in this natural world is going to fade away. It will falter. It will have problems. It will go through. But the eternal home you have is of our Heavenly Father. And there is no hands that can destroy it. There's no floods that will destroy it. There are no things that can tear it down, because it is given by God. I hope you understand that. And he spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on the disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Stop. Do we savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men? Do we constantly find ourselves doing the opposite of what has been spoken to us for our own fleshly gain, our own fleshly ways, outside of what God has demanded and expects of us as believers? Do we understand the power that comes in his word? And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Did you hear that? You're not just to come running to him, but you will come after him, deny yourself, and take up his cross and follow him. Do you have a cross today to carry that you will be able to associate yourself with the kingdom of God? Do you understand that after this life is over, there is still a portion that we have to be faced with? At some, everyone says this at a funeral, we all going to have to go this way. That is a lie. The Bible says some will be remained. The dead in Christ will rise, and those that remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. The question I ask you today is, are you insured and secured with the Lord? Are you insured and secured with the Lord? Have you made peace with the fact that when you say yes to God, that there will be more than just reading the word? There will be more in this relationship that is ever so intimate. We must give him all of us. We are all in process. The good news is he lives inside of us when we say yes. So can I ask you, what else lives on the inside if he is there? Let me give you a disclosure. There is no good thing in the flesh. So whatever remains in the flesh, it's not godly. We must cleanse ourselves through the word of God. When we say yes to God, we must closely reject this world, deny ourselves, and pick up our crosses and follow him. That means we don't try him all day long. We don't give our beings, our bodies, our members over to that which is unholy and ungodly. You know, for me, I know that we hear the word of God that talks about that we are to have fear with trembling out of respect and not of, ooh, he gonna kill me. But there should be a part in your life that you don't just say, it's okay, let me just go on and do this. It's okay, he'll forgive me. It's okay, knowing you are wrong. At some point in our lives, we must take the responsibility to stop allowing our mind. This is what he's talking about seeing. Having eyes and not seeing, ears and not hearing, a heart and we can't perceive, understanding and not know. There's something wrong when we can't sense on the inside of us through the Holy Spirit convicting us that there is a problem. So every year when January comes, it blows me away. Everyone wants to fast. Everyone wants to pray. Everyone wants to do these things. But are we really giving him our all? Many struggle. Because to be truthful, when you are sacrificing, it should not be easy. You should feel something when you're giving it to God. What do I mean? If I know that he said in this month, we're going to do A, B, C, and D, and I find myself doing it, it shouldn't be as if there's a timeline. If it's 7 to 3, we're at 3:01, we sit with a full spread, and what have I sacrificed? Yes, I gave them my time, but was I fully engaged when I said yes to him? For most of us in leadership, we have to constantly go to God. If we want to be found right, if we want to find ourselves, as we give word away, as we impart in others, we have to constantly go to God ourselves. If you are a believer, you should never want to feel you're easy breezy as if sin is in lurking. We are all accountable of our lives to the Lord. And in this first month, I really pray that many get it, that we're all accountable to the Lord. There seems to be an expectation that some people don't have to face things because of positioning. But I don't want you to be misguided. I don't want you to lose it because you followed false doctrine. We are all accountable when we're in a relationship with him. What does that look like, Pastor Michelle? Once I say yes to God, does that mean I'll know there's 66 books in the Bible? Does it mean that I will know each and every chapter and verse? You may or may not. But for most people, they're just trying to get it right. And to get it right, they have to say yes to the Lord, believe in the heart, confess with the mouth. There are many arguments over being baptized in Jesus' name. Listen, the Bible says in Romans 10, 9, and 10, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, then thou shalt be saved. Is baptism important? It most certainly is. But say you're not at a place where there is a baptismal pool. Would that keep you from the kingdom? Say you're not in a place where you can say and do the ritualistic things of church. Would he not accept you? The word of God says we are all unsaved until we accept him in our lives. So he must hear us for us to say yes to his will. We are unclean. We are unrighteous before we come into relationship with him. And it is vital as we are ministering to people, because everyone is in different levels of their journey, that we make sure we let people know the Lord loves you and he's there for you. I'm so glad he heard us when we cried out. I'm so glad he knew the voice of those that are called upon his name. How do we know that? Romans says in Romans 8 and 28, and we know all things work together for good to those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. Nicodemus came in the middle of the night because he wanted a relationship with the Lord. But notice he came in the night because pride was there. And he didn't want to be where someone would see him accepting the Lord. I don't know about you. Hidden love is not good. When you love the Lord, it should be open. When you love the Lord, you should have no fear of telling someone else how good and how great he is. When you accept him in your life and you live by the word, someone should see without you telling them that you are a believer. I pray in this year, as we move forward in the kingdom, that we recognize where our weaknesses are and be strong enough to go to the Lord. David did it in Psalm 51. I called him player, player. He saw a beautiful woman that he wanted, and he had to have her. He knew she was married. He knew that she was off limits to him, but his tenacity to pursue her in spite of who she was, being and using his position. Uh-oh. Sometimes people use their position to pull others into pain, pull others into wrongdoing, and then they have the nerve, as David did, to go to God when he was in a place of sorrow. But yet, the Bible calls David a friend of God. How can that be? He murdered, had a man murdered on the front line. But David constantly went to God. He poured out his soul before God. He begged God to blot out his transgression. Do you think if we dare go before God to ask him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that he would be faithful to do it? Dear brothers and sisters, think it not strange when these fiery darts shall come upon us. When you say yes to the Lord, you must be prepared for the walk. You must understand and have paid attention to his life. And yet you must build a relationship with him. Going to church alone will not save you. You must be intimate with him. Give up your life. Give up your time. Give up your heart. And here's another thing. If you're going to live this life, not only do you need leadership and support from sisters and brothers, you should care and want that for your family as well. I know everyone may not say yes. Some may have different thoughts, even beliefs. Our job as a believer is to pray, is to present the word, to live an upstanding life in him, and to allow him to make the necessary changes in our lives that we could be whole. I never saw him beat up anybody to come into the kingdom. In every example that I monitored and saw in the word, it reminded us of loving kindness is how we draw others. I want us to go in this year focused, thinking about what we can add to the kingdom, how we can serve, how we can allow God to have his divine will and way. See, I am so grateful God allowed me and my husband to walk through so many different things that we could hear his voice clearly. Because believe it or not, every trial you go through is not for you. There are times when God wants us to see and to monitor what's around us, what's close to us, what runs away from us, what allows us to be who we are in him. He wants us to pay attention, especially in trials. Why? Because the hand of God moves greatly in trials and tribulations. When Job went through, he did not leave Job, even though there were losses, catastrophes, all kinds of distresses. He was right there with Job because the enemy had to get permission from God. Why? Because great is our God, and greatly to be praised is he. I want you to go back in your mind, that hard place you thought you'd never get out of, that place where the enemy lied to you and told you you would die, the place where he said no one loved you, the place where he said you're nothing, the place where he said you won't get through this, and you made it anyhow. He is worthy of our praise. I don't know about you, but I have to praise him for all that I've been through, all that I go through, all that he says, because he is God and he knows what he's doing. I may not understand it. You may not understand it. But what we know is that he never fails. We know he is a loving God. We know our Abba Father cares about us. And he promised through the word, Jesus, our elder brother, will be with us always, even until the end of the world. We have a promise today that we are loved. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me will let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save What does he mean? What will you give up for him? Will you sacrifice to say yes and be connected? In spite of your emotions and your feelings and even families and friends, what will you say that you will lose that your life can be saved? For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the world, the whole world, and lose his own soul? 37, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What will he give? I don't know about you, but I know my mind is made up. My heart is in his hand. My life is in his hand. And my soul is secured. And my husband, his soul, is secured. Our children, we've imparted the word, and we believe their souls are secured. I want you to take a good look at your family. Those that live in your household, live out of your household, live in other states, wherever they may be. Make it your business this year to not just tell them about the Lord, but go into sincere prayer for God to touch their lives. Because the one thing we don't want is to not have a loved one in heaven. The one thing we don't want is to know we made it in and they didn't. Here's the thing. Everyone has free will and free choice he gave us. Sometimes we will have to be patient. And other times, as Jude said, save some. On some have compassion and others save from the fire. Whatever role you will be in, that someone can see that he is Lord, let that role be found in him. Make this life count, that for generations they will know our God. Not by what we do in church and dressing them up and they're going, but what do they do in the privacies of their homes with their friends when they're away from us? What is really being lived? Because it is then and only then for all of us that we will find ourselves presence of the Lord as he asked us to be. The word says we must come after him. Deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. So in the newness of this year, let our minds be made up that he is the way. He is the light that we seek in this dark world. Let us make up our minds that nothing will hinder our walk with him. Let us be of sound mind and doctrine to understand he won't fail us, he won't leave us, and that he loves us. He genuinely cares about us. So when you get heavy, and you told and someone says you're not loved, I want you to know there's someone who loves you. When you're told You can't when the Word of God says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things. Here's the thing. Through Christ, which strengthens me. Find yourself in a place of hungering and thirsting for him the more on this year. And make sure you do a home inspection to see if the home and if those that live in the home are safe, saved, and secure. And if they aren't, I want you to be assured that we can continue to pray that the Lord's will be done. Because too often we find talking more than praying. I guarantee you, he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, then is he in the midst. Will you continue to pray for your loved ones, family members, friends, even your enemies on this year? And ask God to give you wisdom, clarity, and instructions on what to do and how to do it, that he may be glorified. And I promise you, he will get the glory. And to all of you that are suffering through the loss of a loved one, we send our condolences to you. Feel heavy and burdened. Brighter and better days are coming. And I want you to be assured that even in that, he is still with you. Your heart may be broken. Things may happen. But he loves you. And he knows how to send those to you to console you. He loves you on today. For those that are well and secure and safe in your soul, being connected with the Lord, may God bless you. But don't you forget there's someone else who may not have him. And let's not be so religious that they're not worthy to come into the body of Christ. If it were not for the grace of God, where would you be and where would I be? So I encourage you on this evening to make sure we continue to lift up those we love, those we are assigned to, those that we are often connected to make sure they're good. And once you've done your part, listen. Sometimes people don't want to hear it, but at least offer the kingdom, offer them a savior, and express to them who and what he's been in your life. You might just be surprised as what the Lord will do. I expect him to do great things in this year, in my family's lives, in those that we serve lives, in our church family's lives. Everywhere we are, we expect God to move, because we're praying and we trust his word. So I pray this week's exhortation has inspired you, encouraged you, empowered you to help someone else. Because at the end of the day, it is about serving. It is about God seeing us, making his name famous in the earth. I want you to be assured of that. And you should feel good when the kingdom is expressed. Because everyone, I'm sure, would appreciate knowing this great God that we have. And that he is marvelous. He's majestic. And listen, he lives. And we are royalty. Remember that. On your lowest days, you are royalty connected to the kingdom of God. Seek ye first, Matthew 6:33, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. He'll tell you how to live and what to do. All right? So be encouraged on this week. Know that God has great things in store for you and that he's not done with you yet. Amen? Well, listen, we have made it to another year. Praise God. And if your birthday is in January, we want to celebrate all of the January birthdays. Our sister, woman of God, Esther Nolden, God bless you. To our sister, Charlene, overseer, Charlene Wheeler Williams, God bless you on your birthday this month. And to all of you that I have your names, or maybe I don't have your names, I want to say happy birthday to our nephew, Marquise Kane. God bless you. To all of you, everybody's important, everybody that has been blessed to see their birthday, God bless you. Don't take it lightly. If your birthday's coming up, don't take it lightly as you're planning. Thank him for keeping you and thank him for blessing you. To the one that just had a baby, God bless you. Maybe you've gotten a new car, new home, whatever your accomplishment has been for you, may God bless you. Then we recognize there are times when sorrow hits and things happen. To our very own cousins, Deneen and Dion, I want to say to you, I love you. God bless you. And the passing of your mom, we are praying for you. To the Roberts family, we're praying for you. To all of you that have experienced heartache and pain, to the Hamlin family, we're super excited of what God has done in your life for your loved one, DeMar, to return home and all that he has been through. And to all of you, whatever your story is, who and whatever you're going through, we want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. Know we're praying for your families. Know that we're for you as an individual. We're trusting God that he will make a way out of no way for you in your life. Then there are times that we can be in need. I want you to know there are various resources and components that are available in order for us to receive the kingdom of God and to be blessed in our natural needs at United Way. That's 211 in the St. Louis area. You dial them. You'll get an intake specialist. You share your situation, and they will be able to direct you to resources that can assist you. We also have Urban League St. Louis. They are preparing again for another food drive. I believe the date is January the 16th, and it will be from 12 to 3 p.m. Please check their website at ulstl.com for more information about their various programs and the needs that you may have. Check their website to see what they have available. The St. Louis County Library offers flow kits, which are packages, special packages for women in their time of crises or just the times that they would need these items. You can call them at their number there, but look it up because I don't know which branch you may be closest to. That email is our website, slcl.org. That's SLCL.org, okay? They also have diapers, which are available for moms. and dads that they can give away. There's no charge for them. You tell them about your need. You ask them about the particulars, and I'm sure they will be able to share with you what is needed. It is on an availability basis to know whether or not they have them available, and by all means, if they are, I'm sure they will have those items available for you. I want you to not sell your community short. There are a lot of things going on with a lot of great information that you can get concerning the things and the items that we are talking about. There are so many people, hallelujah, that have so many various things going on in their lives. I want you to pray for your neighbors. I want you to pray for those that God has given authority over so that he can show you the power of his word in me. He wants you to know he loves you. He's concerned about you. He sees where you are. He knows your heart. But remember your neighbors. Remember your friends. Remember your family. Don't take these things for granted. Things happen so fast before we recognize that something else is going on. Please remind yourself to keep in mind those that love you, all right? And pray for those who don't feel loved. There are so many people in this hour and time that feel like they are not loved. When you see it, hear it, pray, ask God for direction, and then, if necessary, seek resources to assist your family, neighbors, friends, whoever, with what they may be going through, all right? 3-in-1 Worldwide Ministries are offering classes. These are theological, biblical classes that you can obtain a degree for. And this is a powerful, powerful opportunity for those of you in ministry or those that want to just learn more about the Word of God. For more information, please contact Janie Sims, Janie Lynn Sims. Her number is 314-795-9012. They will be able to talk to you about the opportunities they have available that you may be able to be a part of this session and this class. Please continue to connect with Janie Sims. The number is 314-795-9012. If you'd like me to read your community announcement, you can send that to me, Pastor Michelle Wright, at Michelle Wright, that's M-I-C-E-L-E, last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can send it to me via email. That's leading, like you're leading someone, L-E-A-D-I-N-G, W-R-I-G-H-T at gmail.com or via Facebook under Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, and that will be on Facebook. You can also inbox your prayer request. We love to pray for you. We want you to be aware. We are now in January. You will be hearing more information about our women's group with the Elation Radio, our From Ashes to Beauty. We will be announcing soon as to when we will be starting again. Please keep your ears open for that. On Mondays, you can see and hear Pastor Donald and Michelle Wright with Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. It's a Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. On Wednesdays, join us back here for Just For You on Elation Radio. I'm glad to be here. Love our producer and family and the Elations family. and that is 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesdays. We look forward to seeing and hearing you there. Also, we want to encourage you and remind you to continue to lift up every pastor, every person in the fivefold ministry. Lift up your church family, your neighborhood, the community at large, your families as you are praying. We know that prayer makes the difference. Not only have we just seen it nationwide, worldwide, we know God hears and answers prayers, and we certainly want to thank him. I want to thank God for each and every one of you that listen in on today. Please, again, continue to pray for myself, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, my husband, Pastor Donald Wright. Of course, praying for Elation Radio, our very own producer and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Please make sure that you keep us all lifted in prayer as we are serving you. We are not immune from trials and tribulations, and prayers are always needed and welcome. And we continue to commit to pray for you as well. We thank you again for all that you do. We appreciate you. If by any chance you missed this live podcast, you can hear it on YouTube, on your digital platforms. Look for Elation Radio, and then look for Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. And then you'll find we also have other podcasts available. I need you to know that we are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Elation Radio. Now, I thank you for spending your time with me today. I pray that the rest of your week will be beautiful. Let's pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for coming into the podcast today. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for our visionary and producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our Elation family. I thank you for everyone that is connecting and listening and growing and thriving in you. I ask, oh God, that you save on today, heal and deliver, that you strengthen the body of Christ and those that don't know you to know who you are through the love of your people. I ask that you will continue to meet and provide needs for all in need. Thank you for healing the brokenhearted. Thank you for being all that we need you to be, the great I am. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Bless all that are on the front line doing your will and your work in whatever capacity you've given. Father, we thank you for all that serve. May you bring the body of Christ mind, how blessed it is to serve and be found serving, that you may be glorified. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. Hear all unspoken requests, and we will thank you in advance for the answers to our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God bless you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters in the street, I'm here to let you know. To let you know the pain is over now. Jesus, hurry your heart, crying from the street. I know just what you're going through. You've been made some promises by a God who did not keep their word. It's a place called unity, where we meet.